Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody, He loves you.
ACDC. We thank God for another opportunity to be on the radio. This is yours truly, Pastor C, in the studio with Reb B. What up with Reb B?
Pastor C, happy Sunday to you, my brother. Always good to see you, and always good to be back in the studio, and good to be back on the air one more time. I tell you, it's been another blessed day, and God has truly blessed us today and has allowed us to venture out and go to many places today. And truly want to thank God for Lane CME Church. That's where I had the opportunity this morning to preach, which is 12th and C Street Northeast.
All right.
For their annual youth and young adult day. And thank God for that. Thank all of the very fine people there. Shout out to the very fine pastor, Reverend H. Shirley Clinton. He's an outstanding guy over here. Most importantly, just glad to be here. You know, Sundays are always a long day, busy day.
Still
gives us enough strength to make it through. So I'm glad to be here. We're excited about tonight's show. And just want to let everybody know that if you want to call in tonight, the number here is 347 Pastors with an S. So you can reach out and touch us now. We pretty much got the social media outlets on lockdown, so we thank God for that, and definitely we love to start off every show by just thanking all of our very fine listeners for all of your support.
Yes.
I tell you, each and every time that we look at the numbers from all of our shows, they just show how much you all really have supported this ministry here at Pastors Aid CDC, and we thank God for the awesome job that you all continue to do, whether you go back and listen to the archive episodes, or if you just call in live or listen in live, we just thank God for it. And truly, we realize that we wouldn't be able to touch the lives of the many people
that's
that
right.
We've been able to in the past 2 months without your support. So truly, we give you a hand clap of praise, a heavenly kiss, heavenly hug, and just all of those fine things that you all continue to do for us. And I tell you, it's so funny, Pastor C, my cousin, sent me a message the other day about Friday's show, and she was laughing all day long about the clicker. She sent me a text about the clicker on the bikes, and it was great because, you know what, it took a lot of people down memory lane. It was a great show on Friday. We were just talking about things that people just enjoy doing for fun, and we were just reminiscing about what we used to do as children.
It was good. It was good.
We talked about was taking the clothesline pins and putting the baseball card on it or something and putting it on the back of the bike to give it that motory sound. So, but like I said, we have another great show tonight, and we're definitely looking forward to it. Pastor C, how was your day today, brother?
It was awesome. Awesome. We celebrated our communion service for the month of June. It was awesome. Able to preach a word about he's coming back. Because he's coming back, we were able to make it through some of the tough situations that occur in our lives. And, you know, it's one of the things that in Pastors Aid CDC, you know, we want people to be able to experience wellness in their lives by learning how to deal with situations the proper way. And what I found, Rev B, is that when you can focus and learn how to deal with things in the proper way, it helps your overall being. I know we talked about bringing down the stress and how you can begin to start simplifying and saying no and putting things in perspective. And by doing that, you actually are improving your health. And so one of the things we want to talk about tonight is that you can go into a situation and show yourself friendly or show yourself knowledgeable of the situation or knowledgeable of what's going on. And you can do that in a manner by showing yourself friendly, open, acceptable, and with the number one thing that many of us suffer with is attitude. So we're going to touch on that tonight, you know, about having the proper attitude. When you have the proper attitude, what happens is you take control of the situation, Rev B. And you know, that's what we want to do. We want people to understand that you can take control of the situation by showing yourself friendly and having the proper attitude, Rev B.
Definitely. You know, your attitude determines the outcome of all situations. We must realize that the way you walk into a situation, walk into an issue or predicament, your attitude is going to determine how everything is going to work out and how it's going to come forward. And if you're able to come into any type of situation with the right attitude and have a positive outlook, you know, and able to say to yourself that no matter how, you know, bad it may appear at this time, if I just keep an open mind and think positive, then those things are going to happen. You're going to get a positive outcome. You're going to get, you're going to get that desired outcome that you desire. But, you know, you have to be able to have a positive attitude. And one thing I tell people all the time is the only thing that you can control is your attitude. You can't control the situation. You know, you can't always control other people. You can't control the way other people are going to think or the way other people are going to perceive.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing you can do is you can control your attitude. You can your situation. If you're able to do that and always look at the positive, that's one thing that Pastor C, we're not always able to do. We're not always able to look at the positive in everything. You know, we think, you know, that all bad news, you know, it's the end and it's the worst. Every situation, you know, we think it's the worst. We think the worst in everything, but we got to realize, you know what, in everything and in all things, there are always positives that can be found and always going to be positive that are able to come out of it. But the most important thing is you got to have that attitude.
That's right.
You got to have that attitude, and it starts within yourself. It starts looking deep down inside and saying that, you know, no matter what they come my way, no matter what the situations are, no matter how bleak it is, how dark the storm clouds are rising in my life, guess what? At the end of the day, I'm still going to be able to persevere.
Right.
I'm still going to be able to keep a positive attitude. I'm still going to fight my way through.
Yeah, yes.
You know, to make sure that I'm able to overcome this and not be overtaken by the situation. And we do that a lot. Instead of us overtaking the situation,
taking control of us. Absolutely.
And that's how we wind up, like you say, Pastor C, being stressed out. We wind up, you know, with attitudes all the time.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. And he loves you. Difficulties have been overcome, and sorry about that. We've been having a good show, but unfortunately, some kind of way that the audio did not go through. So Reb B, it was good, but unfortunately, not too many people heard.
That's right. But you know what? We're gonna work it out and work through it. So hopefully, if people weren't able to hear us, hopefully they'll be able to go back and listen to the archive show from the beginning. So even if we missed the first hour, we got this second hour together. So but don't forget, if you're interested in calling in tonight, the number here is 347-324-5569. And also don't forget, hit us up on Twitter at PACDC316 at Twitter. And you can also hit us up on Facebook. And our Facebook address there is Pastors Aid. And that's Pastors with an S-A-I-D. So please, ma'am, and please, sir, if you're able to do that. And don't forget, approximately 30 minutes after we go off the air tonight, you can go back and listen to all of the archives tonight. So we had some technical difficulties earlier, so we don't know if the first hour of the show actually recorded, but we know now second hour. So we thank you all for bearing with us for that first hour.
That's right. And you know, we were talking about that corrective criticism early on. we need to make sure we get these things taken care of, and appreciate everyone being faithful. And, you know, electronics, sometimes they call them hiccups.
That's right.
You get those hiccups, and you end up having to go through and reset some things and reconnect on some things. And so just always in the mode of having the positive attitude that even, you know, if this first part of the show was not recorded, you know, we're still having the proper attitude that, you know, we have the second part of the show. And that's what we're talking about tonight, about having a proper attitude and showing yourself friendly. And when you do those things, what happens is, like, things come, like with the show tonight. Rev B didn't go slamming the doors and screaming and hollering. Pastor C didn't, you know, throw the microphone and the computer across the room. But we just went and redialed in and reprogrammed. And, you know, we're coming back, and we'll talk about, you know, what we talked about on the first hour, mm-hmm, on the second hour.
That's
Rev
right.
B?
That's right. You know, we learn how to persevere with a positive attitude, and that's what it's all about, you know. But, you know, we thank God, because we had no idea, Pastor C, that we were recording,
mm-hmm,
and people weren't able to hear. So, you know, people were texting in and saying, you know, we're trying to dial in, but we don't hear you all.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, we are thankful for that feedback.
Because
right. We could have sat here another hour and thinking that people are hearing us,
right,
and they're not. So we thankful that, you know, people were able to. And we're trying to listen, and you're not coming through. So, you know, it's things like that, you know, you want to keep a positive outlook on everything, because we could have sat up here easily, Pastor C, and been like, you mean we was talking for a whole hour and nobody was hearing us,
right,
and we weren't recording, you know. But guess what? It's okay.
It's live radio.
It's live radio.
Stuff happens.
That's right. Technology happens sometimes for the good, sometimes
for the bad.
But guess what? You know, we're not going to cry over spilled milk. We're going to make some lemonade out of these.
Hello, things, hello.
You know, and we're going to make the best of the situation. And that's what we have been encouraging everybody, is to learn how to keep that positive attitude in all situations, because we know that life is always going to be filled with difficult situations. We're going to have, you know, some things that are going to make us, you know, lose our minds and make us question, you know, who we are and what we have the ability to do. But at the end of the day, we must understand that it's all about the attitude. And if you keep a positive attitude in all situations, that's going to help you to persevere.
It really
is.
It's
going to help you to be able to overcome. And most importantly, it's going to help you to build that courage within, to say, you know what, it doesn't matter what life gives me, because I know at the end of the day, my attitude is going to allow me to make positive things come out of this situation. No matter what the doctor says, no matter what the job is doing to you, no matter how stressed you are with your family or your children or whatever, got you a little stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Keep positive.
Absolutely.
That will take you a long way.
Absolutely. And we're trying to get another caller on the line. Talk to us about having a proper attitude. Try to devote this second hour to get a little bit of feedback about what they think about having a positive attitude. So far, we're unable to get anybody. I know they're busy, but we're going to keep trying. But Reb B, talk to me a little bit more about what you were saying about how your attitude affects everybody else and can change the environment around everybody else.
Yeah, especially if you're in a leadership position. I think that's the most important thing, where attitude can be contagious and it can be effective. And, you know, we realize that when you're in a position of leadership or you're in a position where you're in charge of folks, the majority of the time take on the same type of attitude that their leader has.
They sure do.
They do. They're a reflection of the leader. And you can see that. Take on that same persona and that same attitude of their coaches. You know, employees take on that same attitude and that same persona of, you know, of their managers, of their CEOs, of their executives.
Mm-hmm.
When we're in that position of, it's all about the attitude, because you know that the attitude they are exhibiting comes from the pastor.
From the head.
People are going to display. And so, you know, if you go into church and everybody's friendly and loving, guess what? That's the reflection of the leader.
That's it. That's
you go in there and folks looking at you sideways and say y'all coming up in here making all this noise and you don't worship like that. Guess what? That's a reflection
of the leader.
You know, and so we as leaders have to understand that the people that we are in charge of are going to carry out your attitude for you.
That's it.
You know, it's just like when I deal with children. You know, they always say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, and that is so very true. Because when you see the child, essentially you see the parent. And when the parent comes in, all it does is just confirm.
There it is.
It's just confirmation, because you already see it. You say, you know what? Now I see.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to understand that us, but they're also for the people who are under to lead, and the people we're trying to put, you know, put in the right positions to be successful. So, you know, very, very important. You know, you walk into a door but if you walk in with a smile, it's going to be contagious too.
Hello.
Let me ask you this, Rev B.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Can you hear us? How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good. We are talking about having the proper attitude and how that will begin to start affecting other people's, whether you come in with a positive attitude or a negative attitude. This is the first lady of Heart of God Baptist Church, and I'm just asking her about how people can have the proper attitude and how it affects people if you have a negative or a positive attitude. What can you give us some insight on what a positive attitude will have on people compared to a negative attitude?
A positive attitude is an attitude of seeing things differently, seeing that there's a positive outcome regardless of the situation. You can always look through it and see what is the best situation for that time and your attitude. If you go into a situation with a negative attitude, you're going to come out with a negative result. But if you go in with a positive attitude, the end result is going to be positive. And with your attitude can take on all different types of characters where you could mm-hmm. be teaching a class. But if you have an attitude, the information that you're trying to give to the children in the classroom come across as a negative one versus a positive one because you have an attitude. So, and also you may take that attitude out on the people who you're working with, the children that you're working with, and also the people around you.
Yeah, you know, God, you have anything you want to ask, First Lady?
Go ahead. We listen. What did you say, First Lady?
The type of attitude that God wants us to have is one that where He gets the glory in the end. And also, you know, by having a bad attitude, you can also stress yourself out, and that leads Uh-oh. To other health issues regarding your attitude. So if you have a positive attitude, you can look at things positively versus looking at everything negative. Always looking through, you know, glass instead of being on the other side of that glass trying to figure out how to make this, whatever's going on in your life, a positive instead of a negative.
Amen. Wanted to ask you one quick question before we let you go, Mother Kayshawn. Why is it important for young people to have a positive attitude? I know that you work with young people as well. What is one of the most important things of young people needing to have a positive attitude? Because I know that we who work with children, that's the number one thing is attitude. And it's often not a positive attitude. It's often the negative attitude.
I think a lot of it comes from their environment. Even though we have a lot of children that come from a good environment, but the good environment could be their home. But when they get among their friends, it's all of a sudden, you know, they take on a negative attitude. They try to fit in versus just trying to be themselves. And also a positive attitude would take you further than a negative attitude, because that's the same way young people going to get a job. If you're sitting there and you go in and your English and you're coming across Uh-oh. Is not positive, the person going to say thank you and move on to the next person. And the thing is, that could be in a job for you to move to further yourself, but you can't further yourself because of your attitude and your disposition. And also, attitude has a lot to do with the way you dress. So it's not all about about what you're saying out of your mouth, but it's your body language, how you dress, and how you carry yourself. If you carry yourself in a positive way and respectful, attitude has a lot to do with being respected. You know, you respect others and others respect you. But if you have no self-respect for yourself, you can't expect for someone else to respect mm-hmm. you. Because if you have been in an environment where people are disrespectful and they don't care about your feelings, and then when you get into an environment, like some of the children that we have at our school, we get into an environment where the people are treating you very nice, but you don't know how to react because you have always been disrespected. So you expect that if the adult is respecting you and listen to what you have to say, you come off with negative words. You're using language that's not appropriate, and some of your signs that you use and your body language. And so some children have to be taught that respect is something that's given. And if you have a good attitude, it will take you a long, long way versus having a negative attitude. And a lot of children are not in the position where someone is teaching them or their environment, like I said, with the trying to fit in. And once they try to fit in, then all those, and if children just be themselves, they will go a long way by just being themselves. You know, the people will respect them more by just being yourself. It's all right to say, I don't know, can you help me? But sometimes children feel that if they say they don't know, that no one will help them. That, you know, sometimes children get labeled as being slow They have IEPs and those type of things. And there's a lot of children that are being labeled today that really do not have all of those disorders. If you just actually sit down and take the time to listen and guide them, that will help them. And so that also goes along with a lot of respecting them. Just, you know, sometimes they just want somebody to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that's to them, that's respecting them, because this person actually sat down to listen to what I had to say versus screaming and hollering, yelling at me and want to beat me.
Mm.
Hello?
Thank you for those. Yes, ma'am, we're here.
Okay.
We were just digesting with all of the information that you just gave us. And we definitely want to thank you for being with us on the show tonight. And we always thank
you. Oh, you're quite welcome.
Your words of encouragement and everything, and your attitude is very important, especially with our young people. And we know, like you said before, some of them don't come from an environment or a home where positive attitudes are displayed. And so when they see, you know, people trying to be nice to them and be courteous, and they have a hard time accepting that. But once you're able to kind of break through to the core, you will see that they're just like anybody else, that they want to be loved, they want to be respected, they want to be treated nice. And most importantly, as you said, Mother Kayson, they just need somebody to talk to and somebody to listen. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we thank you, and we'll be talking to you later.
All right. You all have a blessed one.
Reb B.
Good night.
Reb B, that is so important to know that, you know, even with working with people with bad attitudes,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure as a educator that you run into that every day, that you run into people with bad attitudes.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of them you probably can see right through.
Right.
You probably can see right through. And so by you having the proper attitude, showing yourself friendly by the halfway point during the year, you can look back of when they first came in.
That's right.
And see, you know, where they are, you know, at the halfway point of the year because of your positive attitude, because of you showing yourself friendly. You have broken through that barrier. But if you just have an attitude, they have an attitude, so you're going to have an attitude, you know, halfway during the year, that, you know, it's just be an attitude thing.
That's right.
And so, you know, educators, principals, people in those positions to work with young people, they really have to get in a position where they're showing themselves friendly and having the proper attitude, because they're making lifelong impressions into the lives of these children who will go into our community. Yes, they will, whether they go in with the proper training or they go in with inadequate training.
That's right.
They will be in our society. They will be in our community.
Functioning in our society. That's right.
And you know, we have to take on some of that responsibility. You know, you definitely have to have your own responsibility, but we who are training them and bringing them up, we also have to take on some of that responsibility. And so if we're not showing ourselves friendly, if we're not having the proper attitude with them, then, you know, we need to bear some of the brunt of the blame. And you know, that's one of the things that I tell people, is that if we're not helping the situation, we're hurting the situation. And we have to have the positive attitude of, I'm not going to do anything to tear it down, but I'm going to do everything in my power to remain positive and build it up.
We have to have a consistent pattern of our behavior, of our attitude. It means you can't be one way one day and something totally different the next day. You know, if we want to keep a positive attitude, we have to learn how to make sure that we're keeping that positive attitude all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not in certain situations, not just around certain people, not just when we feel like it or when we want to, but sometimes we got to learn how to be positive even when it's the most difficult time to do it. We still got to be positive. We got to have that positive outlook. We got to carry ourselves in a positive manner. Because, you know,
this is the Misha.
Hello.
Misha.
Hello.
Is this Misha?
Hello.
Hello? Can you hear us?
Hello?
Sorry, we missed that. I think we got the wrong number. Sorry.
Yeah, you do.
All right. Sorry about that. Down the wrong number, Rev.
That's all right. We're going to try one more time. But as I was saying, you know, we have to have a consistent pattern of behavior. And we got to make sure that, you know, we're that same person all the time. You know, like I said, you know, you can't be one way this day and a totally different person the next day. You know, you got to be true to yourself. You got to be true to the people, you know, that are in your company, in your surroundings, whatever. If you want to be that individual, then you have to be that individual all the time. Don't be wishy-washy. Don't be inconsistent. You know, don't be putting on the front one day.
The
next day you're trying to be this and you're trying to be that. But be who you are. And whatever that is, do it consistently. You know, because at the end of the day, you know, you don't want people trying to figure out who you are, but you want people to know who you are and to be able to say, you know, that's a true person with a positive attitude and a positive outlook. Instead of saying, I don't know what day of the week it is, because normally, you know, they have an attitude on X, Y, and Z day. So, you know, we have to make sure that we always, you know, just like we get ready for work every day, preparing ourselves, we got to make sure that we have, you know.
Hello, hey, Pastor. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're doing well. We're on the radio tonight, and we thought we'd reach out to you. We're talking about showing ourselves friendly and having the positive attitude, the proper attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you deal with the public at your financial institution, and we just wanted to get your thoughts on how does having the proper or a positive attitude help you deal with the public?
Well, it's okay. So my attitude has been adjusted, first of all, because I mean, although I've always been a pleasant person, it took a lot of getting used to dealing with the public. And so since I've rededicated myself to Christ and have let, mm-hmm. you know, Christ use me in a manner in which I never thought I would be able to be used, it's been really, really well just being able to engage with different people in different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really amazing, Pastor. Like I never thought I would be where I am today. People, I have a lot of people who have really been encouraged by myself and who really look up to me, and I never knew that
mm-hmm.
some time ago when you know I decided that maybe I should look to going somewhere else. And some of my customers were like, "Well, if you leave too, I won't be coming back to this bank." So just knowing that part of, you know, I've been a positive influence and I've shown a lot of love to other people has really, really impacted my own life.
Mm-hmm. Rev B, you got anything you want to ask Sister Misha?
What is it? I guess because you do work in the banking institute. What is the toughest part of your job as far as your attitude? Because I know you deal with many
deal with
people,
folk money.
And you deal with folks money, and you know, and I'm sure you've been it all and seen it all, and I'm sure you've been called everything but a child, but a child of God. But what's the importance? Why is it important to always be able to smile and have that positive attitude, even in the position that you hold?
To me, it's very important to smile and just be attentive just because I don't know what somebody else is going through at that time. I've always lended my ear to all of my customers, and I've treated them as if they're part of my own family and a part of my circle. And so that is what really makes the mm-hmm. difference, you know, just being able to engage with the customer and just show them, you know, that love that maybe they're missing, and show them that I'm really interested in whatever it is that they're going through. And that's, you know, that's for everybody, not even, you know, with not only where I am, but that's even, you know, outside of banking, just on a regular, everyday basis, just being attentive and, you know, just wanting to hear about somebody else's problems, because everybody doesn't go through what you're going through doesn't mean that they're not going mm-hmm. through something, you know. So just being able to listen and, you know, just share my thoughts and feelings on different subjects and things like that with my customers is what makes me who I am. And, you know, I thank God, because one of my customers told me, she said, every time I come here, you have something positive to say to me, and I like that. So I thank God for that, you know, just being able to share my experience with them. So it's been...
Well, we are thankful for you for calling in or for answering the call, and we really appreciate you giving your input in on having the proper attitude in every area of your life, and we just want to encourage you to keep on keeping what you're doing.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Reverend B.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for all of your comments. We really, really appreciate you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
All right, have a good evening.
All right, you all do the same.
Thank you.
Yeah, dealing with that public, man, especially when you're dealing with folk money, is something else. You really, really, really have to do a constant evaluation of yourself, a constant looking at yourself and making sure you're responding the correct way. And that's, you know, all we're trying to say tonight is that, you know, If you want to be a part of the community, you have to know how to be in the community. You have to know how to function.
That's right.
You got to know how to play the game. You got to know how to really let people know, you know, that you're looking out for them. You have their best interest at heart. You know, whatever you go through, you've got to learn how to, you know, be positive. Wherever you go, you want someone to approach you. Whether you're at the grocery store, whether you're at the car wash, whether you're at the auto mechanic, whether you're at church, you know, wherever you go, you know, you want to walk in and you want to have a positive experience. And the way to do that is to show yourself friendly mm-hmm. and also to have the proper attitude. It boils down to those two things. And if everyone would just step back for a second, say, hey, you know, I'm going to be, as you said, the thermostat instead of the thermometer.
Right.
And I'm going to, you know, in this difficult situation, make a difference. I'm going to be the catalyst that brings about the proper environment. And people can do it, but we have to step back. We have to step back, and we have to be purposeful. We have to be continual. We have to make this a part of our daily life. So in other words, we have to challenge ourselves every day that, you know, I'm not going to be negative. When somebody says good morning to me, I'm going to say, what's so good about it? I've had folks say that to me.
That's
when you
right.
say good morning to them, they say, what's so good about it? And, you know, all kind of problems. Well, you know, it's hot, but, you know, well, I'm going to hell anyway, so I might as well get used to it. You know, people come up with all kind of
types of negative
things and, you know, they just really change the atmosphere, the people around it. You know, there's people that you see coming, and everybody knows that they got a negative attitude, they got a nasty personality, and it changes the whole environment of where you're at. You're like, oh, Lord, here they come.
That's right.
And we need to evaluate ourselves, Rev B, to say, hey, do we have an oh, Lord, here they come personality? Do we have an oh, Lord, here they come attitude where they say, oh, Lord, here they come? Oh, Lord, here she is. Oh, Lord, here he is. Do we have that type of attitude or do we have that type of personality? And we need to evaluate that because, you know, selfishly, you're creating a negative environment for so many people.
So many.
And we need to get off of that tip, as the young people say.
Yeah, definitely. And we've got to realize that, you know, our attitudes and our behaviors that we're modeling for somebody else. You know, just like the young lady said, our previous caller, you know, she said she didn't even realize that, you know, people in her job situation were watching her,
mm-hmm.
watching her attitude, watching how she's dealing with people, how she's dealing with customers, how she's dealing with situations. And that's the mindset that we need to take is that, you know, it ain't all about us. Hmm. It ain't all about us. It's not about what we feel all the time, but sometimes we have to understand that there are other people who are watching you that may be wanting, you know, to model your lifestyle and model how you're living it. And sometimes it may be for the positive or it may be for the negative. But it
That's
all
right.
depends on, you know, your attitude and how you carry yourself. And, you know, don't go through life ever just thinking that you're just in a bubble, because
mm-hmm.
you're not. There's somebody that's watching you. There's somebody that looks up to you. That there's somebody that's using you as a role model. You know, there's somebody that's saying, you know what, I want to pattern my life or live like they live. And the key is, how are you living your life?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to cause the next person to fall and fail? Or are you going to be the one that's going to encourage them and help them get, you know, to the next levels of their
Hello.
Life and be successful?
Sister Randolph.
Hello?
Sister Randolph.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
That's good. This is Pastor C and Rev B.
Yes, I recognize the voice.
We're on our last half hour of tonight's show, and had a chance to tonight because we're talking about having the proper attitude and not only having the proper attitude but showing yourself friendly, and how that particularly people dealing with situations at work, how they can control the environment by having the proper attitude and presenting themselves in a proper way. And we know you work with the Justice Department for over 30 years, and we just wanted to know if you could share with us what you think the importance of having a proper attitude, or not only at work but in general, what about having the proper attitude and presenting yourself friendly or presenting yourself in a proper manner, how that helps you and helps your environment.
Well, is this in the workplace or just in general?
In general, the workplace, in general.
Place.
Either one you want to tackle.
It has to be from the heart. It has to be from the heart. It has to be from you as an individual, a loving people, being willing to open your life up and say something good about somebody, doing something nice for someone. And in the workplace, it makes you a better place. It makes the work environment a better place when you can go to work, build up a rapport with your staff, with your people, making it pleasant, resolving problems that where people will come to you and know that they're going to get good results. They're in an environment that's pleasant. A lot of jobs, you have to be. My job required me to be very firm, very positive, no mistakes. You don't know from day to day where you're going to be, who you're going to see, who you're going to talk to. So you have to be at your best.
Mm-hmm.
At all times, people make excuses for why they aren't this and this went wrong at home, that went wrong at home. What goes on at home stays at home. What goes on in the job stays on the job. When I would leave that job in the evening, what was there stayed there. When I came
mm-hmm.
home into this house with my family, I was a totally different person. And I always said I lived three lives. My life, my family's life, and a job life. It's,
all right.
It's part of you that you make up in your mind what you want to be, how you want to live, and I always, it's a part of me that I love people. I love to see people happy. I cannot stand to see people suffering. I am a person that like to resolve things in a positive way for everybody involved will be happy. If there's a problem, resolve the problem, keep it moving. You keep a smile on your face. Make that a part of your persona, because
mm-hmm.
people can't read you. People cannot read you when you give a smile.
All right.
That first impression.
Rev B wants to ask you. Rev B wants to ask you a question.
Sister Randall, okay. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are
always
you?
Good,
good.
Always good to
good.
Hear from you. Always good to hear
yes.
from you.
Good to hear from you, too.
Thank you so very much. Wanted to ask you one more question before we let you go. What advice would you just give the people concerning their attitudes, especially those who who trying to get jobs and trying to get places in life? Why is the attitude the most important thing?
Your attitude speaks for who you are. For who you are. Nobody will hire you if they feel that you're going to come in there with an attitude and bring a negative personality in the workplace. It gives the wrong message. You want people to think of you as being a part of the team that's going to bring something into the workplace that's going to make a pleasant work environment. Nobody wants to work around people that have attitudes. The way your appearance, your persona as far as greeting people, you don't know from day to day what you're going to be confronted with. You have to have that personality where you can fit in at any time, any place, anywhere, and make it the most pleasant work environment that there is. You get better results. It brings better results. It brings puts the workplace in a position where your supervisor doesn't have to worry about any conflicts. Or do I have to worry about Miss Randolph, how she's going to act today, what she's going to do today? It brings the comfort in knowing I have a staff that's reliable, dependable, and
mm-hmm.
know what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
know the job, can do the job, and it relieves you of that stress in the workplace. You can bring stress in
mm-hmm.
the workplace yourself. And then it spreads. It spreads, and nobody wants to be around that type of person. It doesn't work. Nowhere you go, not in the workplace, not even at the store. Nowhere you go, not even driving your car. Always think of what you want to be, how you want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
And be willing to give that back double portion. It's
mm-hmm.
easy. It's easier to be happy, peaceful, friendly.
Absolutely.
And give a smile. And if it's a part of you, and if you have to make yourself do that, that's a phony.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes natural, just be a naturally peaceful, happy person. Even when you meet a person that's ugly,
mm-hmm.
don't give them that opportunity to walk away from you without a smile.
Well, we thank you for
when people approach you with a negative attitude, the best remedy is to listen. Don't say anything. Give a smile, but listen.
Mm-hmm.
And when they hear themselves talking, only them talking,
mm-hmm.
you can count it when they recognize nobody's talking but me. And they
mm-hmm.
know they have made a fool of themselves. And there you
mm-hmm.
stand before them with a smile on your face, still taking their insults. But they are the fool. You aren't.
That's right.
You aren't. So it's,
we thank you for your input. Always powerful input. Any questions you got for me or Rev B?
Yes, I love when you all call, and I thank you all. But I would like to know when you all ask the questions. Do do we really give you the sort of answers that will help others when you tell of your, give your opinion rather, of what you feel in your feedback? Do people gain a benefit from the answers from the people that you contact? That means a lot, because that shows you that these people, what you're doing is a help to somebody.
Rebbe, let you take that.
It's a feedback.
That's a very good question, Sister Randolph. And what we want to use this platform as is not only opportunity for, you know, people to call in and to give their, you know, their opinions and their experiences on certain
mm-hmm.
things, but also to use it as a platform so that other people, you know, can hear. And,
yes.
you know, the majority of the time,
yes.
the feedback that we get is that people are able to relate
yes.
to the comments that, you know, the callers give. They're able to
mm-hmm.
relate to the,
mm-hmm.
you know, to the experiences of, you know, like you say, working on the jobs and relationships.
Yes.
I mean,
every
week that we cover and we have people that,
mm-hmm.
that call in, there are always people who, you know, either listen later or listen in live and, you know, are very
yes.
appreciative,
mm-hmm.
you know, to the feedback that is given and to all of the callers and their comments. Because one thing I do know is that we all are different, but we have just about the same experiences. You know, some of our experiences may be a little different, but at
yes.
the end of the day, you know, we've all had the same experiences, and
yes.
we all know
mm-hmm.
what it takes to, you know, to be a better person and,
mm-hmm.
and how to, you know, make the community better and how to just be, you know, people of God.
Yes.
So, you know, we
because
we,
our young
we really
people
appreciate.
Our young people need this.
Mm-hmm.
Our young people need a lot of guidance and a broad area in their lives, because they don't get they don't get the inside of what it takes to get out here into the world in any capacity, whether it be the
mm-hmm.
workplace. There's no guidance sometimes in homes or in the schools.
Mm-hmm,
because
that's right.
what they see at school does not demonstrate what it would take for them in the workplace, or
right.
the just being out here in the world, period,
mm-hmm.
with a pleasant, loving atmosphere that's going to carry them to where they want to go in life. They're missing
mm-hmm.
that. There's no
mm-hmm.
role models there to show them the right way that they are supposed to go, and that can be very difficult for them.
Yeah.
And if any of them are listening to
mm-hmm.
your program, I just pray that they will adhere to what they are listening to and make it
right.
a part of their lives, and this will take them a long way. This
yes,
will
it will.
Take them a long way, because
and we think, because all of your input is always a positive,
always.
and the people that respond, they say, you know, what the previous caller said was so true, and
mm-hmm.
you know, everything that you just talked about is what we've been talking about for the last 2 hours. So
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
you just piggyback
yeah.
on what we just said, you
yeah.
know, over the
yeah.
last 2 hours, and so that lets us know we're all in tune.
Yeah.
And we're trying to help, you know, the people out there.
Very
and
good.
And they are being helped. They are being helped.
Very
and,
good.
And
very good.
We just have to continue
mm-hmm.
to get the message out there and let people know, you know, that there's a resource where you can gain some knowledge and some
Absolutely.
Wisdom. And
Absolutely.
What we were saying is that our attitude, we take control. You can take control of the situation
Absolutely.
Just by your attitude. Just by your personality, your smile,
mm-hmm.
the way you
yes.
you don't fall down when plan A doesn't work. And you know, you
yes.
and I always talk about plan A, B, and C. And when
yes,
plan
so.
A and B doesn't work, you can fall back to plan C.
That's right. Absolutely. 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 This is something that you can appreciate. It's very positive to what you're doing, and I enjoy anything that I can contribute to it because that is what I live for. When I was a young woman, I would take the younger ones and tuck them under, I call it tuck them under my arm and lead them to higher. They had doubts, but they call it taking a negative, turn it into a positive.
All right.
And I could just line them up, the children that I've nurtured to become statues in these United States.
All right.
They turned out to be very, very, very qualified individuals in high places, in high jobs, just by listening, following instructions, changing their attitudes, because attitude is the main source of what your first impression is, the last impression. Being honest, integrity, loving one another. And without that, you can't survive it. You can't survive it. You have to have a tough shoulder to be able to turn that other cheek and keep it moving. And it can happen. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's not a heart God can't change.
That's
I don't
right.
care how hard it is. God can change it. He can turn it around. And he uses people like you and Pastor to get out there and bring it to reality. You see, a lot of people do a lot of talking.
Uh-oh.
But what are they doing about it? And you all have taken that extra step to reach out to people of all walks of life. This is touching a whole lot of people.
Yeah,
and
amen.
This is the good thing about it. If you have a problem and you know you have it, and you listen to this program, you're going to benefit from it.
Absolutely.
You're going to benefit from it. It has a positive air that's spreading. And when good things start spreading, good things start happening. And I see that in this program. I appreciate it. I congratulate you all for taking that initiative step to do something about it. Because we, the people, need it.
Amen. Oh. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. We're going to let you get back to your afternoon, but as always, we'll be calling you soon.
Okay. Anytime. Right. Anytime.
Mr. Randolph, you have a good evening.
Same to you all. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
It's amazing how, you know, when we cover stuff and people just come in and they piggyback on it.
Yeah.
And you know you're in the pocket, you're in the socket.
When, that's right.
You know, people are saying the same thing that we're going over. And I'm like her, you know, I'm just praying that some young person, someone, they don't have to be young.
Mm-hmm.
After the night, they can say, hey, I need to reevaluate myself. I need to reevaluate my attitude, how I present myself. Mm-hmm. And start making a difference, and you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised how quickly your environment will begin to change.
And things will begin, you know, that song talk about the change in the atmosphere, you know, and that's what attitudes do. They change the atmosphere. And, you know, if your attitude is a positive one, you want to change the atmosphere. And when you change the atmosphere, you find, you know, the things just start working out. Things just start moving in the right direction. People start coming in your life.
Yeah, yeah. People want to be around you.
People want to be around you. And it's all about love. It's all about positivity. It's all about embracing one another and lifting one another up. There's no jealousy. There's no anger. You know, it's none of that. But, you know, the thing is, and just like Sister Randolph said, you know, we've got to take that attitude where, you know, we're doing, you know, unto others as we would have them do unto us, you know, and that's your attitude. That's your attitude. We got to learn, you know, how to love one another, how to be courteous to one another, how to speak to one another, how to lift one another up, how to encourage one another. And all of that, I tell you, when you see it in place, it is the most beautifulest thing that you could ever witness, when people are on one accord and they're working one with another, and there's nothing there. It's just all positive. You know, ain't nobody out there with no, you know, ulterior motives, and ain't nobody trying to get no glory.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
We're just here because, you know what? We're trying to show what type of attitude we need to have to be successful. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Attitude brings about success.
And along with that attitude, one of the things is and appreciate Sister Randolph, is letting people know when you know you have made a difference in their life, and giving some feedback, like we asked her. She wanted to know about the feedback, and you know, and she said she appreciated the program. You know, let people know when you appreciate what you do for them, you know, on your job or at your church or with your neighbor or wherever. You know, let people know, you know, I appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate it, you know. And we thank all of our listeners at Pastors Aid CDC for all the positive feedback that you're giving us. You know, it really encourages us to keep going and keep bringing these issues and subjects and programs out to you guys. It's really a blessing, and we just want to, again, say thank you. And we just ask that you would just continue to keep us lifted up in prayer and continue to support us and encourage us to make a difference in the lives of so many.
Yes, okay. And don't forget that after we go off the air tonight at 9, approximately about 9:30, you can go back and listen to the archived episode of tonight's show now.
Probably the second half.
Just to remind you that we had a little technical difficulties the first hour, so we don't know if the first hour actually recorded, but at least you'll be able to listen to the second hour tonight. And of course, if you want to listen to that, go to lawtalkradio.com/pastorsaid. And don't forget, you can also hit us up during the week if you want to on Twitter and on Facebook. The Twitter address is PACDC316, and the Facebook is Pastors Aid, and that's Pastors with an SAID. So please, ma'am, and please, sir, hit us up, Pastor's Aid. You know, we're still in early stages of ministry, but God is blessing us. And I tell you, every week, we're truly thankful and supportive for all of the love and support that you all continue to give us here. Because we know, Pastor C, that without our faithful listeners, that we wouldn't be where we are right now. So all of that goes to them. Pastor C, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Well, got the resource. Now you need to
get connected.
Good night.
Good night. God bless.